Good morning, everyone. Today is the 16th of April, and Mark is ready to read the third chapter of James today. And this is talking a lot about things people say that are unkind, talking about the tongue. But the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. How great a matter a little fire kindleth. Verse 5. Tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. It defileth the whole body, setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. And the tongue no man can tame. It's unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. And so says this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For envying and strife is there's confusion in every evil word. But then contrast, it ends by saying the fruit of righteousness is sown at peace of them that make peace. So you know what a contrast between strife and contention and controversy and peace. What a contrast. And as long as we're in this world, we're going to have strife and contention and the tongue to deal with. But it says the wisdom that is from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits without partiality, without hypocrisy. Wow. What a contrast. So I'll turn this over to Mark and having read the whole chapter for you.
James chapter 3. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ship was, though they be so great, and driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame, and is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth the fountain send forth in the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear all berries, either a vine, figs, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? He is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you. Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. And if we have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion, every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace.
Okay, well, thank you, Mark, for that. Hope you all have a good day today. Let us strive to be not contentious. Let us strive not to be contentious, and let us strive to tame the tongue. You can only do it through the grace of God, right?